Praise the Lord. All right, let's praise the Lord together. You know, sometimes when you're away from this meeting, you lose the value. And then you start thinking, can I go back and feel like it was before? And that's the trick of the devil. And I'll share some more about that, because I want to talk to you about some things that went on during the last 3 or 4 weeks. Some of you know that I had my left knee replaced on October 14th. So I planned to be here a couple of weeks later, and that was my plans and not the Lord's. I have been guilty of being an overachiever on the rehab, because I was telling Dawn a while ago, she says, do 30 of these. Come back around and say, how many you done? I said, 41, 42. And she says, oh, you're an overachiever, and you're going to be sore tomorrow from it. Boy, was that ever right. But it is great to be back here, and the idea that this meeting doesn't happen because I'm here has been real obvious for the last 4 weeks. This meeting happens because it provides a platform for us to glorify the Lord. And we have that in common around the room here, that we agree on the importance of that. And that in itself gives us some unique power and unique opportunity to be blessed as we gather in His name. I'm going to ask Jay Lynn to come up and ask God's blessing. And Jay, just tell everybody who you are, and you're running for a seat coming up in Congress soon. So welcome, Jay Lynn.
Thank you. Well, I didn't expect that, having an opportunity to do political stuff today. I'm here for my friend, Dr. Rich McCormick. A little bit about myself. This place has been, I consider my home. So today is kind of coming home in a sense. You know, I've been involved with Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship over the last 20 years or so. And Larry has been a very instrumental part of the ministry, and coming here today, thank you for the opportunity. Larry opened the door for me to give my commercial. I'm running for District 50, House Race District 50. Primarily, that's the entire city of Johns Creek. I've been serving as Johns Creek City Council in the last 4 years. My term ends at the end of this year. And I just felt led to serve in a different capacity at the State House. And actually, today it's not for me, it's for my friend Rich McCormick. And I believe God has done some incredible things in his life to lead to his decision to run for public service. So with no further ado, Larry, you want me to pray? Okay, sorry. Gotcha. Okay. So we should leave Rich some time to eat. Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for your gathered these men and women of God before you. I pray that the story that Rich is going to tell us, that every one of us here will be blessed. And thank you for orchestrating everything in our lives that lead to a purpose that we get to know you. And Father, we just pray that today's meeting will be a great meeting. And as we leave here, we will be inspired by the story that you have written in our lives. And that we ask you to bless the food that we're receiving. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for that word of being looking distinguished. I thought, man, there for a while I couldn't do anything but grow a beard. And I thought, well, I don't need to get rid of all of it. Deborah was saying, you need to shave, you need to shave. Hey, yeah, Tony. With the last few weeks, yeah, that's good. The last few weeks has caused me to not be able to fellowship with many people, period. It feels like the thing where you, all the things you thought you'd do during your recovery, like I plan to catch up on a lot of reading, but I just wasn't into it. I plan to do a lot of work there with my computer and the way I've got the office set up in the bonus room. But then after I had that surgery, they said, no, you got to keep that leg elevated or it'll swell. So I couldn't even do that. And it was a time of frustration because I wanted to hurry up. Don and I were talking about that, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. But you know what? I ended up this morning thinking of several scriptures. And I hope you don't mind if I share several of them as I share some thoughts with you. I ran across a quote the other day that said, experience is a hard teacher because she gives the test first and the lesson afterwards. Well, that is, we learn so many ways. I mentioned to Don that I was aggressive in what I was doing and I wanted to be back here within 2 weeks. And I went in to have the staples removed from the surgery. I had my right knee done 5 years ago, and I walked in there without a cane or a walker or anything, so that was my goal for this one. But this was a high school football injury that I'd been nursing since 1964, and that has been a weak leg because this leg supported it more, so it was natural that this stronger leg would recover quickly. So I'm in the process of trying to build the muscles up in this one to do what it's supposed to do. I think as we learn these things and we think we've got it figured out, man, don't be closed-minded. I think as we understand what technology has done to the business world now, we are not surprised to figure out what we learned last week is now obsolete. There's something better, and sometimes we get stuck in that old mold. Many people call it old school. We're old school, and I'll remain old school in a lot of things. And the things that I don't want to remain old school is being able to have an open mind to new possibilities from people that see things from a perspective that I've never been able to see. And as you develop the relationship with those people that share with you, and you've got the right relationship with, it can really expand our knowledge, expand our influence in the marketplace, in the political world. In fact, Jay, I was going to ask you, I got a call yesterday from the campaign manager. Let's see, Mark Gonzalez, you know anybody, you know him? Yeah. He's wanting to speak here, his campaign manager. And I said, well, you need to come and see what it is. And I said, in fact, if you can send me some information about Mark, we'll see if we can get him on schedule. I said, I'll give that to Hines tomorrow, and he can see if he can find a spot. And he said, well, we would really like to come. I said, well, I'll buy you lunch if you and Mark want to come and just observe what it is. And thinking about Jay sharing here several weeks ago, I guess 5 or 6 weeks ago, because it was before I had my knee surgery, I think it's so important that we influence in an arena as a Christian, not as a Christian real estate person, but as a Christian that's in the real estate business. And that doesn't cut us out just for that spot. I've always had difficulty when people say, well, what do you do? And I say, well, I'm in the real estate business. And then they try to pigeonhole and figure out exactly what you do. And you know the beauty of it? The real estate business is so broad that you don't have to do it exactly like anybody else. And that's where I've always found myself for the last 30 years, doing something different and figuring out how to make things work. You know, over the last several weeks, I've been spiritually, financially, and physically in a certain place. Physically, I've been broke. But I'm coming back. you know, if physically, if you're broke, or you could be physically poor. If you're going downhill, I think you're physically poor. Comparing that to financial, you know, you can be financially broke if you know you got money coming, but you're financially poor if you don't have any hope of any money coming in. You're financially poor. Think about the spiritual side of things. It can work exactly the same way. Where you can go to a time that you're spiritually broke. You feel like you're not connected anymore. And over the last several weeks, I've been sort of spiritually broke because I haven't had the fellowship. I haven't had the real fervor to try to influence people because I haven't been out and about like I normally am. And it would be very commonplace in that area for Satan to jump in there and say, God doesn't care about you anymore. What you thought you were, you're really not. What a trick. And I know that happens to people. Because I know as an early Christian, there were times because of my thoughts that I would say, well, am I really saved? Or I wouldn't even have those thoughts if I was really saved. But that was Satan.
Yes.
That was Satan. In fact, there the scripture. One of the scriptures I had here was Proverbs 13:20. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffer harm. And I think in this meeting here, as I mentioned a while ago, us all believing the same thing. The power of being a Christian. The importance of us understanding the power that is afforded us as Christians to be able to influence others. When we are doing that in a way that is not for selfish gain, that not being the main thing, we naturally will gain that influence in other areas of our life. It just happens. In fact, I ran across an article. I had shared this several months ago. There, as a professor at Northwestern, Morin Cerf, he did a study and published the following. The more we study engagement, we see time and time again that just being next to certain people actually aligns your brain with them. If people want to maximize happiness and minimize stress, they should build a life that requires fewer decisions by surrounding themselves with people who embody the trait they prefer. Over time, they'll naturally pick up those desirable attitudes and behaviors. You remember the importance of us telling our kids that you got to be with the right people? And we try to analyze their friends and make sure they're the right influence on them? Sometimes it takes somebody at a level like a professor at a college to be able to put that in words to make people believe it's right. Sometimes they don't believe it's right. But here in this room, many times when we share about what God's done in our life, we know that it's true. We know God does those things because we've been through the same thing. And through that understanding, and through us being able to really identify and really connect with what God's doing, it enables us to be stronger. The hope, if you're spiritually broke, of money coming in. The hope, if you're spiritually broke, of knowing that you will indeed be back where you need to be. It just take a period of time. And I feel like that as long as we've got access to God's Word, He's constantly speaking to us. And we have the fellowship with Him through His Word. As we think about the withdrawal I talked about a while ago, we were not with each other as I have been not here. One of the things withdrawal contributes to common fallacies. I heard Greg Haswell talk about common fallacies, just the wrong kind of thinking. That we'll start to think, well, we're still alive to sin. You know, I can still sin, and Satan's pulling me closer to that kind of thinking. God's going to change His mind about us. But you know, the thinking about God changing our mind, his mind about us, once we accept Jesus Christ and become aligned with him, he will not change his mind about us any more than he would change his mind about Christ. Because we're with Christ then. If we really understand the power we have to overcome the world, if we understand the power that we've got in accepting Jesus Christ, and with that comes the Holy Spirit and God himself is available to us, then we are able to face things that we don't have the answers without fear. We overcome fear simply by stepping forward and knowing that we may not have the answers, but God will provide the answers when we need them. Romans 6:14, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you're not under the law, but under grace. And when we really understand the power of what Jesus did when he died on the cross, and we accept that and become aligned with Jesus, think about the power. I mean, here Jesus was raised from the dead, and if we will exercise just part of that power that's given to us, we will be able to overcome not only our little world, but the whole world out there that we've not even been exposed to. We have the power to overcome it. We won't do it by sitting back and watching it happen. Each one of us has a role because we've each uniquely been made by God, been given certain talents and abilities, and we do not need to be dormant with that. We need to be active in our influence and our persuasion as we go forward. And when we really believe that God has a solution and people should buy into what we're doing in this room today, praise the Lord for this opportunity. Let's praise the Lord together.
Let me hug you, brother.
I'm Heinz Wagner, and Larry and I have had the privilege of co-hosting this luncheon since 1985. We were both about 10 or 11, I think, when we did this. I said last week we can tell two lies at this meeting, but I'm using mine up real fast here. But anyway, and the purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. Our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, who are not in full-time ministry and currently employed. And we recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling, but just keep the focus on Jesus and how he's changed and intersected with the life of a businessman. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral. That doesn't mean you can't be clear about your politics, but we will always honor people here regardless of where they vote or who they are for. And that's a basic American right. And we have trivialized it by the nonsense, anger, and infighting that we've done. So if so that's what I mean by being politically neutral. Also, I want to call your attention to our flyer. These are the speakers for the next month, and on the back are other meetings that might be a benefit, especially if you're in a job transition. Before I see if there are any new speakers, one of the things I heard recently, and I'm getting a little feedback from the, maybe turn that toward Tony so he can hear it better. There we go. Okay. Is that the poorest person in the world is someone who has all the money and riches you can imagine and nothing else. And that's the theme of the testimonies of many people, including myself. I didn't have all the money, but I had a lot that didn't provide any fulfillment or satisfaction in life. If you're here for the first time and you feel comfortable to do so, just stand where you are, give us your name, how you found out about the meeting, and the kind of work you're in, or if you're in a job transition, the kind of work you're looking for. And if anybody wants to do that, you can do it. You don't have to. And if anybody points, they've had to have bought your lunch.
I didn't buy
lunch. Okay, okay. Did you buy lunch?
I bought my own lunch.
Okay, your own lunch? Anybody want? You don't have to. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Small Business Americans. Oh, he's a good friend. And so I've been a regular attendee of Small Business Americans for probably about 3 or 4 years.
Awesome.
And so it's good that I meet you. So that's why I'm here. And I guess that segues into what my business is. My business is Best Patient Experience Consulting. And our vision is really just to make the process of healthcare a kind and personalized experience for everybody, for the patients, their families, and everyone that has a role in their care. So it's a lot bigger than just, you know, smiling and being pleasant. It's about taking care of everyone that has a role in it. So that's why I'm here.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. Yes, and we have Philip share just a couple weeks ago. He shared several times, and I'll show you how you can get that.
I have one right
now. Oh, you have one of those? Good for you.
Yes.
My name is Lisa Haddon. I was invited. Actually, Tony invited my husband.
Turn me down.
He had to work. This is my daughter, Cameo, so she's hanging out with us today. But we are affiliates with My Hemp for Life, which we just do educational for CBD and hemp throughout the state and the country. So we're just here to
hang out. Her husband is hanging out. He's trying not to be.
Yeah, I haven't convinced him to put the elf uniform.
Well, maybe when Tony Santa Claus speaks in a couple weeks here, he's right before Christmas. I think we're ready to introduce our speaker.